everybody. Mayor Buddy Dyer. Come on, give it up, everybody.
A crowd of more than 100 people rubbed elbows at the Abbey Bar in downtown Orlando to celebrate Mayor Dyer's success.
Okay, I kind of like that. Could you do that again?
Dyer praised his campaign staff for getting the word out and delivering a resounding victory.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful night in beautiful downtown Orlando. I am so humbled by the turnout and the overwhelming show of support for the citizens of Orlando saying we're headed in the right direction in Orlando.
Out of 130,000 registered voters in the city, just under 21,000 cast their votes in this election. Dyer said the voter turnout didn't detract from the result, but at a senior centre on the other side of town, the runner-up, Phil Diamond, was more critical.
I wish people would take more of an interest, and I think that's one more reason why I would really disagree with the decision the mayor and the city council made to move the election to April. I thought that in addition to costing an extra $125,000, I thought it would make it harder for people to vote. There was nothing else on the ballot except for the mayor and four city commission races.
Diamond said he has no hard feelings about losing. He plans to return to practicing law, but he hasn't ruled out a return to local politics. At the Harp restaurant in downtown Orlando, businessman and three-time Buddy Dyer opponent Ken Mulvaney was taking stock of the election result.
Elections are elections, and that's the way it is. But I think the turnout ended up being about 16%, which is a very low turnout, which goes to show you that, I guess, most people really don't care about, you know, what goes on in the city.
Political newcomer Mike Cantone came in a distant fourth in the mayoral contest. During the campaign, some of the candidates questioned whether Buddy Dyer was committed to another full term or if he would make a run at the governor's office. Last night, Dyer maintained he would not.
I am happy to be the mayor of Orlando and plan on doing that for 4 years.
Dyer said the city's heading in the right direction and he wants to be around to keep it on course. For 90.7 WMFE News, I'm Matthew Petty.